present Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Clement Freud and Amy MacDonald in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. They're going to try and speak as usual, if they can, on the subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And Clement Freud, we'd like you to begin the first round, and the subject on the card is Amy MacDonald. A nice subject to have anywhere. But will you talk about Amy MacDonald in just a minute, starting now?
If you were to look for someone who could play with three regular men, I cannot think of more suitable applicants than Amy MacDonald.
Kenneth Williams has
challenged. He said more suitable applicants than Amy MacDonald, so you can't have a singer in a plural, can you?
No. Amy, I mean, she could pass for three people, but to me...
If you don't want it embroidered, just give me this to turn that.
You started very early this week.
Yes, hurry up. Come on, it's my subject. Come on, wait a minute.
All right, Kenneth, let me explain for those who've never heard the game before, and there are some. You had a correct challenge
here.
I agree with that, so you get a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject, and there are 49 seconds left, and the subject is Amy MacDonald, starting now.
Amy MacDonald descends from a long and very distinguished line, the family of that ilk. Indeed, one of them, Flora MacDonald, as you well know historically,
Amy MacDonald is challenged. That...
Well, I don't think I've anything to do with Flora.
Well, you're closer to Margarine, are you?
No, I don't think I'm descended from her. I didn't really want to interrupt, because it sounded quite good.
Well, pity you did, then, you stupid great nit.
I thought Flora MacDonald died unmarried.
There are 38 seconds left. The subject is still with you. Amy MacDonald, starting now.
She has pursued a long and varied career in the theatre and achieved quite a lot as a sort of danseuse, as the French always put it. And since we're in the common market, it seems appropriate to bring that in too, because she has been to Paris. She went there once and got it all wrong. So, can't handle the language.
Hesitation.
No, I don't think he hesitated. He never stopped. So, there you could have him for deviation, not hesitation. 20 seconds are left and you've still got the subject, Kenneth. And another point for an incorrect challenge. Amy MacDonald's the subject and you start now.
Yes, she says it like, ou ai la toilette, or avez-vous.
Amy MacDonald has challenged.
That's on the grounds that it's just not true.
Absolutely untrue.
I know how to say ou ai la toilette.
Oh, yes. So, Amy, you have a correct challenge, you have a point, you take over the subject. There are 17 seconds left, and the subject, Amy MacDonald, is Amy MacDonald.
Oh, dear, I forgot I'd have to do that.
Yes, well, you've got to talk about Amy MacDonald starting now.
Oh, well, it's actually terribly difficult for someone to talk about themselves, if you know what I mean. In this instance, I happen to be lumbered with Amy MacDonald. When I say that she is an amazing lady, I'm sure you will all agree. Kenneth Williams has...
Well, Amy MacDonald, aside being overcome by the fact she had to talk about herself, did manage it for 15 seconds, and when the whistle went, she was still speaking, so she gained an extra point for that, and she's in second place at the end of the first round, and Kenneth Williams, of course, is in the lead, and Peter Jones begins the next round. And Peter, we'd like you to talk on the subject of Kenneth Williams. So, Kenneth, you tell us something about your big rival in just a minute, starting now.
It's not long enough. I could talk about Kenneth Williams for days on end. And I know at least one person who would be prepared to listen to me. Kenneth, underneath that saintly exterior, he does a tremendous amount of good by stealth. And it's certainly true that no one has heard about him doing much good. And occasionally, I think, when he gets off on cloud nine like he did recently, I think it's because he's eating too much protein. He is one of the people described by that sandwich board carrier in Oxford Street who should cut down on meat, because it obviously overexcites him, and he gets carried away as he is now.
Amy MacDonald has challenged.
Did you say we're allowed to do Earth?
I haven't said anything.
Earth or la toilette. It's actually a... if you want to... turn left.
No, you did a little in there.
You did quite a big and then there's a hesitation. So, Amy, you have a correct challenge. You have 10 seconds, and the subject is Kenneth Williams, and you start now.
Well, Kenneth Williams I first knew about when I started to do a programme called Just a Minute. This man has all...
Clement Freud.
I just don't believe it.
Yeah, quite right.
But I was going on to explain what I meant, darling. You didn't give me time.
Well, I haven't believed it so far.
I think that's a good
one. It came out the wrong way. I didn't
And it often does on Just a Minute. And, you've got to be very careful, especially...
I myself came out the wrong way.
As long as you pop it back in again, Amy, no one's going to worry.
Yes.
There are 2 seconds for you, Clement Freud, a correct challenge, and the subject is Kenneth Williams, starting now.
I heard of Kenneth Williams at the very beginning of this century.
At the end of that round, Kenneth Williams and Amy MacDonald are equal in the lead, and Kenneth Williams, it's your turn to begin, and the subject, very confusing, isn't it, is Clement Freud. So will you please tell us something about Clement Freud in Just a Minute, starting now?
What a formidable task to describe a man, both raconteur, orator, wit, a great charmer, and handsome to boot. This is a difficult, onerous, indeed, imposition, but I will endeavor to meet it. For not only in public life is this man enlightening as well as fun, but as a host, immeasurable. We can't say in words that would really do justice to this man's culinary brilliance.
Peter Jones has challenged.
The repetition of this man.
Yes.
I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
The only time Clement Freud has ever challenged you. There are 22 seconds left for you, Peter Jones, to take the subject of Clement Freud, starting now.
Kenneth needs a game called Just an Hour and a Half.
Amy MacDonald challenged.
He said Kenneth needs a game called Just an Hour and a Half, and then he waited like an hour
yes,
and a half.
Yes, in other words, he hesitated.
Yes, hesitated.
Amy, you have the subject. You have 17 seconds, and the subject is Clement Freud, and you begin now.
I think it's marvellous anyway that someone can be an actor, have the time to be a personality, work on radio shows, etc. But I think it's doubly fascinating that someone can do all...
Peter Jones has challenged.
A repetition of fascinating.
You're right, Peter. 4 seconds
no,
are left.
One was fascinating, one was doubly fascinating.
Well, then it was a double repetition.
Aren't we all?
It is when you speak it. 4 seconds, Clement Freud is the subject. With you, Peter Jones, starting now.
I worshipped at the shrine of Clement Freud this side.
So, at the end of that round, it's a very even contest. Peter Jones has now taken the lead alongside Amy MacDonald. Kenneth Williams 1 point behind. And you might be surprised to hear that in fourth place it's Clement Freud. Amy, we're back with you to begin. And the subject, there's only one person left. It could be Peter Jones. So will you please talk on Peter Jones in Just a Minute, starting now.
I think Peter Jones is so divine. When I first started doing a show called Just a Minute, I, to be very honest, was petrified. I didn't know what would be expected of me. I was scared stiff.
Kenneth Williams.
She still doesn't.
That's cheating. He only said that to get a laugh.
Yes, you're my right. She's right.
That was very observant of you, Amy.
Do I get a point for
Yes, of course you get a point. Peter Jones is a subject starting now.
I mean, the thought of working with Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams all at the same time was just too much...
Clement Freud.
Both at the same time, yes, deviation.
She was including herself, you see. There were actually three. No. It's very typical of Clement to ignore the third party.
No, she said working with, and then...
Yes, but I'm leaving the subject with Amy, and there are 40 seconds left. It is Peter Jones, the subject, starting now.
What rescued me, of course, was the fact that Peter Jones was ever present. Because you...
Clement Floyd is challenged again.
Deviation, he's what? Not.
No. She prefaced it with when she was on the show.
He has always been present when I've been on the show.
I quite believe you, Amy. I wouldn't doubt you for a moment. And
I think it's a contractual condition, isn't it?
Is that why you work cheap? 33 seconds are left for the subject of Peter Jones with you, Amy McDonald, starting now.
See, the others don't know, but I have it in my contract that Peter does the show with me. So that when Kenneth Williams stands up and says, why do we have these dumb blondes on the show? Peter comes to my rescue.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of Kenneth Williams.
It was Clement who challenged that, was it?
That's right, yes.
Mm. Rather typical, that, isn't it? I mean, if she'd repeated Clement Freud, I suppose Kenneth would have challenged. People like to hear their own name, but they can't bear the other person's name.
So, Clement Freud, you have a correct challenge in 19 seconds on the subject of Peter Jones, starting now.
Peter Jones is really one of the very best chaps I have ever met. I worship at the shrine of Mr. Jones, regardless of whether this be in Brighton or St. John's Wood, where he has his town residence. Peter Jones, 5'11".
Amy McDonald challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, Amy. And you've got in with only 3 seconds to go on the subject of Peter Jones, starting now.
Tall, handsome, charming.
Hesitation.
No. You have 2 seconds on Peter Jones, Amy McDonald, starting now. Yes, I agree. 1 second on the subject of Peter Jones.
Wasn't due to have a store named after him.
So, Amy McDonald, you won't be surprised to hear, gained a lot of points in that round. She's way out in the lead. Kenneth Williams is in second place, Peter Jones in third, and Clement in fourth place. Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin. The subject is oil. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
I was on a television show in New York very recently when the question master or host said that unless there was more oil in America, they were seriously considering invading the Emirates, to which I asked whether, if they ran short of whiskey, would they wage war against Scotland. The man got exceedingly angry and said that he felt that every country in the world had a right to have energy as and where it pleased, which I must say politically I totally disagree with. Oil is a finite... somebody tell me.
Amy McDonald, challenge.
Good. I'd like to hear Amy on oil.
Amy, you have 23 seconds. The subject is oil. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
I like to watch television where they show the little commercial with the sausage sitting in a refrigerator and the potato chip. Because, you see, if you use a certain kind of oil, you can actually fry things without them smelling like other things or tasting like certain other objects.
Kenneth Williams, a chance.
You've got 2 hours of light.
Yes, and things, right. Kenneth, you're in with 6 seconds to go on the subject of oil, starting now.
We know in the Bible it tells the unwise virgins did not put oil in the lamp. Now,
so Kenneth Williams is now creeping up on our leader, Amy McDonald, and Peter Jones is going to begin the next round, and the subject is red herrings. Peter, will you tell us something about that, starting now?
Well, red herrings in themselves are a sort of deviation. They were used originally, I think, to confuse foxhounds by...
Amy McDonald has challenged.
You do that so sweetly there, Jack.
And you challenge so sweetly, too. But you have 49 seconds on the subject of red herrings, starting now.
Oh, and I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but I think I know what it's all about. It's when you buy a book, for example, which might be a thriller, you take it on the train with you, and it will keep you very amused, because half the time you will be thinking that somebody did it that didn't really do it, if you know what I mean. And that will turn out
Clement
to be
Freud
the best...
challenge.
I don't.
I think everything he was doing...
That's really what we meant.
There are 27 seconds with red herring still with you, Amy, starting now.
And I'm sitting on the train...
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of train.
Yes.
Oh, darling, I'm just starting where I left off.
I know, but you should have stayed on the train, not got on and got off again. Clement, you have the subject of red herrings, and there are 26 seconds starting now.
My son Matthew took me to the cinema to see a film called Alien, in which there was one of the most amazing red herrings.
Amy McDonald challenge.
Oh, just I saw that too. It was a fantastic
film. You thought that was a red herring that suddenly appeared, did you?
No, oh, it was an amazing film, though. Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to say?
No, that's
it. So, Clement Freud has a point for a non-challenge, and there are 19 seconds on red herrings starting now.
In which a cat was shown to have eaten, one supposed, having watched the movie, the monster, and...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation, well, that has to do with red herrings.
Well, I don't think we've got to the subject of red herrings.
Boring.
Kenneth, you have 11 seconds on red herrings starting now.
The thing to do with red herrings is to get a great crate of them and get on a train with a thriller and go and see a load of aliens hanging about Paddington Station in top hats wearing bright garland albums.
Clement Freud has challenged, I'm afraid.
Oh, has he?
It's deviation. You can't get a crate of red herrings.
I don't know. You get a crate and have the herrings all be red. Right, so you have 2 seconds, 3 seconds on red herring starting now.
They are deliberately employed to...
So Kenneth is moving ahead. He's still 2 points behind Amy McDonald, but Clement Freud and Peter Jones are for once trailing. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. The subject is the Ancient Mariner, and will you tell us something about him in just a minute? Oh, you've got your literary cultural face on now. 60 seconds starting now.
Coleridge has something in common, I think, with Alexander Pope insofar as his poetry is, in effect, moralistic. He himself said it did not contain tenderness or passion. Now, the Ancient Mariner deals with the intervention of extraordinary supernatural forces in a human drama. A terrible deed is done. The sin of killing a friendly bird, for which a terrible vengeance is extracted, and then all stilled, everything damned, no energy allowed to seep through. One act can result.
Amy McDonald has challenged.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, God.
I think that's extremely honest of you, Amy. And it was lovely hearing from you, but he was actually being very interesting about...
Was he?
Yeah. Yes. The Ancient Mariner.
This old sailor, you know.
Kenneth, you have this... a point for an incorrect challenge, and you have 16 seconds left on The Ancient Mariner, starting now.
So with a love for what are slimy water snakes, he conceives an act of love for... What is it? I mean, I'm
Clement Freud.
It's ruinous to play this game with the literates because the whole point is you can't concentrate. I mean, they can't. It's absolutely fair. No, you just completely ruined.
Kenneth, we do have as much fun and jokes from other members of the team as from you when they interrupt.
I'm not here for fun and jokes. I'm here to enlighten people. They want to know about the Ancient Mariner. They're going to go home eagerly to read their books about it, aren't you? There you are, you urchin. Fun and jokes.
Yes.
Well, have you written a book on the Ancient Mariner?
What?
You haven't written a book on the Ancient Mariner, have you?
Written a book on the Ancient Mariner? What are you on about?
I heard you'd written a book on indoor games for flag days.
Yes. What are you on about?
And I thought perhaps you'd written one on the Ancient Mariner.
So Clement Freud has a correct challenge, and there are 6 seconds on the Ancient Mariner starting now.
It was an Ancient Mariner, and he stoppeth one of three. Now, I played a wedding guest when I was at school, but unfortunately...
So the subject, you might be surprised to hear, is having fun. Amy MacDonald, it's your turn to begin. Will you take that subject and start now?
There are many different ways of having fun, of course. Kenneth Williams likes to go home and read about old sea captains. I have other things in mind. I love to go out at night with a few friends and have a nice little something to eat in a nice little restaurant. I said nice twice, didn't I?
Well, let's see what Kenneth's challenge
is.
I was going to say repetition and also completely
yes, you're absolutely right.
I totally repetition the word nice.
And Kenneth, you have...
sea captain. Nothing to try.
Young sea captain.
I got it.
I couldn't say that. You said that's the old sea captain.
Kenneth, you have the subject of having fun.
What?
Having fun.
Oh, having fun, yeah.
Is what we like to do in just a minute, whether with ancient sea captains or not. And there are 43 seconds left, starting now.
Fun in the old days was with Al Bowley and those sort of bands where you danced the foxtrot or the rumba, and there was gaiety and music and lights and a sort of abandon which I think is now gone and been replaced by modern music which seems totally...
Clement Freud has...
Repetition of music.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Okay, so Clement Freud has the subject, and there are 24 seconds left on having fun, starting now.
It has been argued that rabbits have more fun than people because they're more honest. On the other hand, people have less
Jones
fun than rabbits.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was, yes.
It and was very difficult to tell that without repeating rabbits and people.
And there are 15 seconds left for Peter Jones to tell us something about having fun, starting now.
Well, I don't know why Kenneth was going on about the old dance bands and the Café de Paris in that era.
Kenneth...
Well, he should know.
Why should he know?
Look at him! He shambles in here like some derelict. and then comes out with his stuff about me knowing about it. Why yuck.
So what is your challenge after all that?
Oh, no, it's a comment. I beg your pardon.
So a comment gets a point for the person who was interrupted.
Look at his face, though.
Peter Jones, you continue with the subject of having fun, starting now.
What amazed me was that he described them as abandoned those days. And, of course, they were quite the reverse. We are much more so now than we ever were then.
Well, we have an interesting situation in the contest, because Peter Jones and Clement Freud are now equal, but they're way behind our two joint leaders, who are Amy MacDonald and Kenneth Williams. And Clement, we're back with you to begin. The subject is the duties of a host. Will you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
The duties of a host are manifold. And
Kenneth Williams...
It's not many, it's manifold, so we can't have that. That's easy.
There are 57 seconds for the duties of a host with you, Kenneth, starting now.
The duties of a host are beautifully illustrated by that story of Edward VII who entertained a Indian potentate and during...
Clement Freud.
An Indian potentate.
Clement Freud, you had a correct challenge, and you have 49 seconds on the duties of a host, starting now.
You must go into your guest's bedroom and make sure that the books which are put out are those...
Amy MacDonald.
So you must go into your guest's bedroom, supposing the guest is in there.
How nice for the guest, especially if it was you who went in there. Clement Freud, it was an incorrect challenge, so you keep the subject, and there are 43 seconds on the duties of a host, starting now.
It is not unimportant to ascertain that garlic and other strong foods are to the taste of the person whom you are about to invite to stay with you. And a good host would make quite certain in every instance that the invitee is not embarrassed by being given the wrong drink, a false
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
I would agree, Peter. It's not very quiet, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Beginning to drag, I thought, as well.
20 seconds, starting now.
Well, the duties of a host are manifold. They involve, they're endless. You've got to put them into bed, you've got to take books, you've got to give them drinks, then you've got to take...
Amy McDonald challenge.
You don't have to put them into bed. They go into bed by themselves.
Not all of them.
I don't think he was deviating from the subject of the duties of a host, and there are 6 seconds left, starting now.
My advice is to leave a timetable beside the bed so that there's no mistake about the time that they're expected to leave.
Well, Peter Jones bought this... that round and this week's contest to an end with style and panache. He got a point for doing so, and it now is up to me to give you the final score. And only 1 point separates all four contestants. You'll be surprised to hear that Clement Freud was actually in fourth place, but only 1 point behind Peter Jones, who was 1 point behind Amy McDonald, who was 1 point behind this week's winner, Kenneth Williams. Well, Kenneth showed his manifold talents and won handsomely, and it was a popular win. We hope you've enjoyed the show this week and want to tune in again same time next week. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.